Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Pat Sigmund is with us. Patricia Sigmund is the name on the book, Six Steps to Creating Profit, a guide for small and mid-sized service-based businesses. And Pat is a great resource for us and her clients as well, helping them have the maximum opportunity to be successful. She's talking to us about how we can use new technologies, especially social media, especially the internet, all the age of the customer stuff, folks, that is changing the way you find customers, and Pat, it's also changing the way you keep customers, isn't it? Because when people find you through any of the online resources, they're often more likely to want to stay connected with you that way, aren't they?
Yeah, well, some people, it depends on what industry you are in, you know. I mean, I deal business to business and, like, wholesalers, and I have to say they're not that good connected. They're good to look for you, but they don't stay on there all the time. They're
right.
The people that we try to work on to stay more connected on the internet.
Right.
Another thing I've been sharing with them, which is what goes on these days, is hiring people on the internet. Hiring people through LinkedIn. I have just hired three outsourced part-time people.
Wow. Through
it
LinkedIn.
It was so easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, I know recruiters and the methods they use, there's all kinds of methods. I mean, of course, you can put an ad there, but besides that, you can post something on one of these groups, and before you know it, you'll have a whole bunch of resumes in your hand.
Wow.
Or, it's
and
unbelievable.
And 15 years ago, you would have put an ad in the paper.
Yes. Yes. So that's not happening. Mm-hmm. Ads in the paper.
Much to the paper's chagrin, right?
Yeah.
But, seriously, that's what you do these days. And so but here's the thing: you not only found people to choose from, you got the kind of people that left you with three people you could hire. Because
exactly.
it's not you know, I used to get 100 resumes in for one job application, but one job opening, and maybe two of them were keepers, right?
Yes. I mean, if you can hone in on exactly what type of person you're looking for, and you put your messages out there all the time, you're going to be connecting with people all the time. It isn't something where you have to put an ad up there. You're just connecting, and when you do know the people, and you can see their references, you can see who they're connected to, whether you know their
right.
These people, it's right there for you.
But you know, Pat, you're very tech savvy. You're very with it in terms of the new ways of doing business. A lot of your clients aren't, as you know.
And
the things you're talking about intimidates them, and it makes them feel that they're way behind. How do you help them bridge that gap?
Well, first of all, there's employees to help them, and especially the younger generation.
Under 30, right?
definitely. And they're you can't even keep up with what's going on with their fingers. They're just so far beyond what the older people are doing. You know, this is where it is. So you have to find the right person, either an employee, and little by little. I mean, I'm not the fastest person. I was thinking this morning of people I've worked with over my career who were doing the things I'm doing years ago. And it took me a while before I did the same thing because I didn't need to. And I can only imagine what it's like when someone is less inspired than I am to tackle these things. It can be slow. And each new thing you have to grasp, and then you're able to understand it.
Well, you know, Pat, I've been on computers since 76. You know, I was on the internet almost before there was the internet. But you know, before public people could get on it. But still, even now, I've got 20 somethings doing stuff for me, and they come into my office and try to explain to me what they're working on. I'm the guy who told them to do it. I'm the guy who gave them the job. I'm the guy who said, I need you to do this. Then they come back to me to show me what they've done, and I have to say, okay, slow down. You're going too fast for me.
Oh, it's true. I worked with someone years ago, and I still work with them, and across the country, and before we were off the phone, while we were on the phone, The person was constructing the project plan for what we were doing as we spoke,
wow.
sending out notices. Like, the plan was done while we were on the phone, and I used to find it very annoying.
Yeah.
But now I tell my employees and the people that I work with, you have to do it right now because you'll never get back to it.
That's
you have
right.
to send out your
that's
invitations.
Right.
You have to put it on your calendar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what this guy was doing 10 and yeah. 15 years ago.
Absolutely. Hey, Pat, it's great to have you on the show. You did such a great job today. Give us the website again, please.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com. The book is called Six
Thank
Steps
you.
To Creating Profit. Patricia Sigmund is the name of the book, but she says we can call her Pat. Pat, thanks for being here. Good job again.
Thank you so much.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.